Russian gay rights activists are making the rounds here in the nation's capital. They want the U.S. to keep up pressure on Moscow ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi. They're not calling for a boycott. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, they want to raise awareness about anti-gay discrimination in Russia.
Oleg Kluenkov comes from the northern Russian city of Arkhangelsk, a port city which he says used to have a reputation for openness. It was a city that was open to different views and trends, he says, but now Arkhangelsk is becoming a stronghold of traditional values and religious beliefs in the Russian north. Arkhangelsk was the first region, he says, to pass laws restricting the rights of LGBT activists, making it impossible for his group, called Rakurs, or Perspectives, to hold rallies. Arkhangelsk recently lifted that local anti-gay law, but only because it conflicted with a new federal law. So Kluenkov says this was no victory for his community. I think the local authorities see this as their victory, he says, because they managed to get their law passed on a federal level. That Russia-wide law bans propaganda to minors about, quote, non-traditional sexual relations. Kluenkov is talking about all of this with U.S. officials and lawmakers. One of the organizers of his trip here, Innocenti Grekov of Human Rights First, is hopeful that U.S. activism can make a difference, even if the U.S. government has little leverage with Moscow.
It's unclear what moves Russia these days, but we're pretty confident that boycotting the Olympics will do little to advance civil society or LGBT rights groups in Russia.
Worried that boycotts could backfire and fuel anti-gay sentiment in Russia, these activists are taking a different approach. They just visited Portland, Maine, the sister city of Arkhangelsk, and Grekov says they will make sure that LGBT issues are raised during sister city celebrations this month.
When the Russian delegation comes to town, comes to Portland, Maine, they will hear from Portlanders, from the mayor, about the need to address concerns of LGBT individuals, of LGBTQ youth.
And Portland officials plan to visit gay activists in Arkhangelsk next time they're there. Portlander Robert Lieber came up with this idea as he searched for ways that Americans could help LGBT communities in Russia.
Finding an appropriate way where we're not finger-pointing, but certainly one way is that Portland is actually doing great right now. It's a very happy, vibrant city, and a large part of it is primarily because we voted down discrimination a few years ago, and we are very LGBTQ friendly.
It's not clear how much Portland's experiences can translate to the northern Russian city of Arkhangelsk, but Ludmila Ramadina, who started a gay support group in Russia, says she learned a lot by sitting down in Maine with members of PFLAG, parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays. In Russia, people are not open to talking about these issues, the psychological state of gays, she says, but there are lessons to be learned from groups like PFLAG. First, though, she says she and her colleagues have to figure out what's possible under Russia's ban on so-called gay propaganda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.